But I want calf's liver. I don't want no beef liver. And pork. I wouldn't eat pork liver for anybody.
I don't think I would either. The insides of, I'll say, a hog that you'd sometimes eat and maybe sometimes stuff, and colored people eat these a lot, you know?
You're talking about, not chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
Not chitlins.
Have you ever eaten
that's the intestines, the chitlins are. Mm-hmm. And they say they taste just like oysters. I've never tasted it. Mm-hmm. But they cook them in deep fat and all.
I eat oysters a lot, but I've never
eaten chitlins. I like oysters too, but that's what all the men say that eat these things. And they, up on this hill that they made this ballpark out of down here, Mr. Albert Wilson used to be a real estate man, was president of a little railroad over here in Prattville and Otagable. Well, that was Albert Wilson home up there, and the Holtz bar it. Mr. Holt was with the city of Montgomery, and they used to hold the city picnics out there, and all those men loved chitlins. And his wife wouldn't let them cook them in the house. So they got those big iron pots that you were talking about and filled them and had these darkies to come up there, and they just fried thousands of those things, and those men thought was the best food they ever had in their life. But that's what, they're real crisp and all.
Do you have any name for the time, say when it's time to feed the stock and do all the chores, say on a farm, would you have any name for that time?
No, I don't think so. Just feeding time or something.
And say, if you wanted to get some cows in from the pasture, do you know what kind of call you might use? Do you have any call that you might use to get? What about to make them stand still during milking?
What?
To make the cow stand still during milking, would you know, have anything to say to her?
Well, I don't know what they do about that. I think they're so glad to be milked that they'll be standing still, most of them. Sometimes they used to kick the bucket, so I guess that's why they got that expression, kick the bucket.
I guess so. And what about, do you have any names for calls to calves, little calves?
Calves.
What about to mules or horses?
Well, different people might have a whistle or something that their favorite would come to them or something, but I don't think there's any special call.
And say if you were driving a horse and you wanted to urge him on, what might you say to him?
Well, you'd shake the reins or you'd tap him with a whip or something.
And say you wanted to stop the horse, what would you say?
Moo.
And what about the pigs? Any calls of pigs? To when you call them at feeding time, any call to them?
The pigs. I don't know, but they have what they call hog calling contests all over the country, so they must have some way to call the things, but I don't know what they are.
And what about the sheep? You know of any calls to sheep? And say the chickens. What about the chickens at feeding time?
Yeah, you say chick, chick, chick.
And what if you want to scatter the chickens? You have any?
You shoo. Just run out there.
And if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you have to do
saddle.
What to them. And if you want to drive them, you have to
harness. That's what I'm trying to say. You have to harness them up.
And you mentioned range when you were driving a horse. Now, when you're riding a horse, do you still call those reins?
They're shorter, of course.
What about when you're plowing? Would you still call those things reins?
I guess so.
And the thing that you say you're riding a horse, the things you put your feet into would be the
stirrups.
And if you say you're plowing and you have two horses, what would you call the one on the left? Do you have a special name for him?